This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I've been looking over this email, checking it word for word. I can't even leave my house, I'll get fucked up by a bird. I ain't had an email back since, well that's not important, it's been long. Got an STD from sleeping with a three, and I didn't even get a text back. How do I go from fat and tattooed to cigarettes and a six pack? You told me to jump up off my couch, but I sit and swipe right. I'm done. If you're in a situation, you do you is the rotation. If you need an explanation, they will hide away your location to better serve the nation. Just listen as much as you can. You really need to know if I were you, the show.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
That mellowed me out a little bit.
Are you okay?
I'm tired.
You were tired beforehand.
True.
Don't blame the song. Megan Batoo.
Yeah.
That was a parody of a Post Malone song. I almost don't believe it.
I don't.
Post Malone seems like a crazy rapper, man. And then he just also has a song that sounds like that.
That was beautiful.
Well, sort of like how Dynamite Hack was a parody that Eazy-E song, you know, Boys in the Hood.
No, but I think the Post Malone song sounds like that, and
really?
He made it, and yeah, I think he just changed the words, but the actual melody and like the tune of it was the same.
Awesome. I knew I liked Post Malone for a reason.
Who knew he had it in him? So thanks, Sam Baber. Baber? B-A-B-E-R. How would you say that?
Baber.
Sam Baber.
No one's more of a babe than Sam.
Sam Babist, if you ask me. That's the third theme song he submitted to us. So thank you so much for doing that. Megan Batoon, back at it again.
Back at it again.
We had you on not too long ago, right? But this was before you had a podcast, correct?
Yes. Couple months, and now I have my own.
So now this is work. Before it was friendly.
Yeah, that's like, hey, let's have you on. It's a fun little hour. Now it's like, let's promote, market, have you on, talk, pitch. You have to pitch our audience.
Okay. Here's my pitch.
Yeah?
You didn't want me to give a pitch.
What's your podcast?
Well, basically, your podcast, but me.
As the host.
It's perfect.
So
it's better than our show because we're not on it.
Imagine your favorite part of this episode always. So you, not us, giving advice.
Mm-hmm. Can you even imagine?
And to
start, it's like advice, but not bad.
That's right.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not bad.
Oh,
but
great.
It is
so it's
different.
Exactly like our show.
Yeah.
The audience for sure is different.
It's bad adjacent.
You're getting sweet emails from confused ladies.
Yeah, they're very like real.
We just recorded your episode, us on your episode of Just a Tip.
Yes.
And I noticed how different the questions were right away.
Yeah, they're much more like, I really need help, please.
Yeah, and ours is like, how do I cheat on my chick? Because she's a 4 and a 5 looked at me the other day. I want a homie hop.
This is side piece advice with Jake and Amir.
And yours are sweet, sweet questions from sweet ladies who are a little bit confused or downtrodden or wondering why guys are acting so mean to them.
Yeah,
and
aren't we
mostly,
all?
Yeah, it's mostly our fault, to be honest.
But I was able to find questions from ladies. I actually, to find the questions for this episode, I searched one lady's name. So all of these come from one lady's name.
Stop it.
Yeah, they're all from, let's say, a Sarah, though it's not a Sarah.
It's Rebecca. Yeah. I am almost certain it's Rebecca, because I wouldn't put it past you to put anything in there in that search bar but a Jewish name.
Oh my God, how dare you?
Is it a Jewish name?
Yeah, it's Jewish adjacent.
What's the name, Amir?
It's Danielle.
It's Raquel, all right?
It's
Moisha, I'm sorry.
It's Safta, which means grandmother in Hebrew. Could you believe we had four Saftas right
no,
in?
No, frankly.
I'll give you a hint. After I say the name Amy, we'll have said the name already.
After the name Amy? That's the shortest name there could be.
Well, I'm just saying I'm going to throw out the name Amy, and at some point during this podcast, we've said the name already. So that's your hint. That the name was
what
said.
A riddle that I don't want to be a part of.
Don't the put name, that on
the,
me.
The name, then it's Amy.
Yeah.
You, is it?
You serpent-tongued bastard. Or what is this riddle?
Did I just throw in another option in the mix just to throw you off my scent?
Oh.
When I say the name Amy, we'll have said the name already. Is the name Say?
I still think it's Rebecca.
Is it Raimi? Or some weird shit like that.
Ooh, that's good.
It's
every
not.
Raimi is crying.
There is only one Raimi. And it's Jake's friend Raimi. Does
I
she
love
listen
Raimi.
To the show?
Probably not, but
that's
shout
awesome.
Out to Raimi just in case. What up, girl?
Do your friends listen to your podcast, Megan? Are you still early enough in the show where your friends are supporting you and listening?
I think that they might. I told my mom not to.
Really? Does she?
No. Yeah. She listened to me for once, which is awesome.
You've done like 10 or 11 episodes. Mm-hmm. So like... I remember when we did our first 10, our friends were like, this is awesome. I'm going to listen to a few. Now we're on episode like 338. It's like, no, they're not. There's no favor that so lasts
my,
this
my
long.
My brother and my sister sometimes.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you because my old man hasn't listened to this shit.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't pick up your calls either. So it's not just about not supporting the podcast.
Yeah. And I'll send him a link. And what he'll do is click on it.
That's awesome.
And let
that
it run.
It's cool you finally found his email address.
Yeah, or at least I think it is. It's, I send it to my mom, and she says she's gonna forward it off.
All right, bet you
to my old man
at gmail.com.
he's an early adopter to be sure. All right, let's get to these questions from these ladies. First one is here's one. It's called Hotel Hottie.
Ooh.
What kind of name do you want to give this? Keep in mind, it has to be the same name for all four questions.
And it's not Amy?
It may or may not be Amy. You can give him a different last name.
The same name? Why does Jake look so pleased?
Because I went to look at his computer to find out what this fucking name was, and then I realized that he forwarded me every single question.
And it said, read these names. You're not going to believe it. It's Sarah. It's not Sarah. Unless it is. Anyway, what do you got?
Ugh.
I know.
A girl's name that has to be all four.
Yeah, but you can give them different last names.
Fine.
Fine. Your podcast, your rules.
I get the riddle now.
Ah, wait, I don't want to play this game.
And actually, I'm pretty smart for getting it.
No, you're not. You read it. You cheated.
You said it was going to be Say.
I instantly understood it wasn't Say. So
that was what I think if you understood it as a riddle, then I think you understand it more than I, because I didn't even know it was a riddle.
Really?
Okay.
I'll tell you at the break.
Fine. If it's a riddle adjacent, I'll call her Tamara, because that's like Tom Riddle, but a girl.
That's good. She figured it out.
Can you imagine if that was actually it?
Can you imagine
Tamara.
If that was actual? Tamara. Tamara.
Love ya, Tamara.
That's really good.
Thanks.
Tamara writes... I'm a 23-year-old flight attendant, and I've been with my boyfriend for over a year and a half. We live together, and he's very supportive of me being gone for days, sometimes weeks at a time. The problem is, while the job seems exciting, it involves a lot of lonely hotel rooms and lots of downtime. My boyfriend isn't one for texting, and I never get much back from sexy texts or snaps. I'm a very affectionate person, so I find this pretty hurtful. But he doesn't seem to think it's an issue. I've had a little crush on a guy that I work with, and next week we'll be on a 5-day trip together, putting us together for Valentine's Day. That's Ooh. Right. While I've never cheated on my boyfriend, the thought of this guy staying in hotel room next to me for several nights while he's just a knock on the door away seems impossible to resist. He's very flirty, and I can tell the attraction is mutual. So my question is, how do I avoid temptation? Or should I just let this be a one-time thing and forget about it? Or if I cheat, should I just end the relationship and move on? Thanks. Love, Tamara. Tamara.
That's the last name, too.
Yes, that's right. Like Tia and Tamara. Tamara. Yes. Three options here.
Did she say that she loved him? Sorry for interrupting.
No, she didn't. But she said that she's been with him for a year and a half.
So she probably said, I love you.
Yeah. Would you like to date a flight attendant?
Never.
Would that be cool or bad?
That sounds super hot. I'm really into it.
Yeah, but you'd never see them unless...
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
That's the hottest part.
Tell me more.
Oh, I have a flight attendant coming in next week. And until then, I'm just by myself.
It would be hard to not role play constantly. That's yeah. I mean, good Lord, flight attendant costume.
So she's a flight attendant. You're seating in like 31J, middle row, back. Near the bathroom.
That's nice.
And there's like a tray
Can I have
table.
The mesquite turkey club?
Oh,
what do you mean they're out of the club?
Yeah, right. We gave those all to business class.
Then I'll have the roast beef. I know. Pay out the nose seat.
Your TV's not turning on. Is that fine?
Can the pilot reboot the Wi-Fi?
Oh, the guy in front of you just leaned back.
Christ, I'm trying to get to Chicago and I have two layovers.
Oh,
how
one
is that
second.
Possible?
I have to disconnect food service because we're reaching a rough patch.
Oh, shit. I hate turbulence.
I can sit on your face if it'll help.
I'm the guy. And I'll have a Bloody Mary.
Do you have ginger ale? Bring the cart home, please, honey.
Oh, that's really how you role play.
Yeah, the cart?
The cart has. That's what gets me off about flight attendants.
A really thin cart?
Yeah.
That's made for aisles?
It's the narrow cart. Yeah.
And they're always bumpy. The bumpy, narrow cart. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you wouldn't want to date a flight attendant?
I don't think so.
Because you'd be dating a male flight attendant.
But what's wrong with that?
They're not as hot as female.
Is that right?
That is. Everyone knows that.
God damn it.
When's the last time you saw a hot flight attendant, regardless of gender?
1963.
I see hot flight attendants all the time,
no.
Male and female. Yes. Yes, I do. I definitely do. They are always super hot. It doesn't matter what they look like because flight attendant is the hottest thing you can be.
She's wearing a freaking handkerchief around her throat. That's the goat move. And the guy?
The tiny
hat?
He
has a little wings
he
for a
wings.
Fucking name tag.
That is cute.
And they have a tiny hat.
A hat.
They don't have hats anymore.
You guys don't fly on the right airlines.
Jake only flies Emirates.
We fly a lot out of like New York and LA. And when you like go to the airport, I'm not saying like all of the time on the flights that I'm on, but
they
like,
wear a hat?
They don't wear hats.
Yeah, the I think it's like Virgin Australia people. They wear those little red suits, the little red skirt and jacket blazer with the little red hat. And oh my God, it gets me going.
That is cute, but that's one airline.
Yeah, and I'm a frequent flyer.
The interesting thing, though, is like as hot as this sounds, if she knocks on the door late at night, she's probably not wearing the flight attendant outfit, which is like...
Well, you're talking about her cheating on her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Which she's totally...
on board with it.
Unintended.
She should not cheat on her boyfriend, but she should break up and then fuck the guy that she has a crush on.
Oh, I see. So you're saying break up and then just live out this tryst.
Break up and fuck.
I like that one of her options is, should I just do it and forget about it? Let's be bad.
It's weird to like go into a weekend knowing you're gonna cheat.
Yeah.
Like if you have that much forethought, you should definitely break up.
Oh
a
yeah.
5-day trip with a hot guy that has a crush on you.
If you're planning then it's not even cheating, it's an affair.
Yes.
So if you're planning your affair, break up, of course.
And what if you're planning your affairs?
Then that's
like if you're getting your affairs in order.
That's smart.
That's good.
Use legalzoom.com/ifiwereyou. Do they still advertise with us or did they pull out?
No,
of course
they pulled.
And why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Have?
None of our audience is setting up a trust.
And that's on you guys. You lost us a sponsor.
Actually, they're back.
Oh, wow.
It's never too early
to set up your will,
to cheat on your boyfriend. What would you do in this situation? Have you ever been in this similar situation?
Where I wanted to cheat on
someone? A forced romantic vacation? Oh, I'm just at work, but you know what? It's kind of a hot place, like some sort of convention in Maui.
No, I've never officially been in a situation where I'm forced to be with someone I really like. But, I mean, there's like YouTube conventions that I go to all the time and everyone hooks up with each other. It's just weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like it's a little dorm orgy of sorts.
It is a dorm-gy.
Yeah, vloggers. Ooh. Just necking with other vloggers.
This is why you're never invited to
posting the whole thing to their Instagram story. Let Uncle Amir in. I'm down to vlog.
I have a Vine today.
Is it Vlogsmas?
Uncle Amir Cat.
I'm down to gab. Logan, Paul.
Oh my god.
What? Dude, stack.
She said, oh my god, like you were on a, you went to the hotel with Logan Paul.
Holy shit. I literally got a female reverse boner by hearing his name.
A female reverse boner. Now, what is that dance move?
That's my main move. I feel bad for this girl because she's definitely going to be thinking about it every single day until something happens or not. Or if she really does like her boyfriend, I mean, she would respect it and not do that. Or she could go and hang out with this dude and like be friends and homies and just try not to sleep with him. But if she wants to sleep with him, then she can self-induce a yeast infection and then she wouldn't want to, but she would still spend time with him.
Now, how do you self-induce a yeast? Because I keep bringing
that up. Is that a reverse female non-boner? Would you call that just a yeast infection?
What do you
do
to
reverse female
there?
Boner?
It doesn't involve dough. Does it involve a ball of dough?
It can involve dirty dildos. You can get a yeast infection by that. You can get a yeast infection by like just being sweaty and not taking a shower right away.
So you use a little rolling pin down there. Obviously, you need some bread. You take the bowling pin, whatever.
Insane.
Then you don't shower for what? 2, 3, 4 days, however long this
months,
thing is.
Years, whatever.
Suddenly, you're dealing with a yeasty infection.
Yeasty
so
boys.
You couldn't even do anything if you wanted to.
Which might be better for her, because it sounds like she's going to jump off the railings pretty soon here.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome for the boyfriend that she's not cheating on, too. Just like, my girlfriend has a yeast infection.
What are your
that
thoughts?
That she did on purpose.
What about if she does decide to do it, should she not tell him that they broke up so as to make it a more forbidden, passionate romance?
Ooh.
So it's like you break up with somebody the day before your trip, and then on the flight you're like, oh, it's tough because my boyfriend is very overwhelming and smothering and I just wish I had some out. You plant the seed a little bit like that. Then day two, nighttime, you're in your room still, you don't knock on the door yet, and you have this loud conversation. It's like, you lay off me, you're smothering me, I don't have a yeast infection, or whatever the fuck you guys can create a little fake fight about.
It's night 2 of 5.
Night 2 of 5, exactly right.
All
right. Night 3, you ghost him. You're not in the room, but you're not knocking on the door either. Mm-hmm. He's probably met someone else at this point. It's night 3. Night 4, the fourth night. Suddenly, things get a little hot and heavy. You get hammered at the hotel bar by yourself, right?
Oh.
Yeast infection and full blow or whatever at this point. And you end up knocking on his door by accident. Oh, my God. My key's not working. This is your door? I'm so sorry. Oh, I've been a mess ever since my boy has been lashing out at me. Night 5. You already had sex with him on night 4.
Oh, yeah, right. Skipping over all of the action?
Yeah.
What's night 5 then?
Night 5 is you crying, apologizing. We can't do this. I don't know what happened. I was a mess last night. This can't go on. My boyfriend loves me. I love him. This is insane.
Ugh.
And I think I have a fucking UTI from you. Because, you know, with the rolling pin thing. Night 6!
The bowling pin?
What?
They Yeah, first of all, a bowling pin. No. Second, night six is they're back at home.
Okay.
It was five nights total.
Right, right. Sorry, I'm thinking
And your advice for a perfect a perfect trip, it sounds like
yeah.
a fake fight, a really bad yeast infection.
Okay, okay. When you you say it quickly and like
sex once,
you highlight all the bad parts. It seems like a stupid plan.
Yeah, I just wish when I'm talking, you wouldn't like rush me ahead.
Night seven.
What's happening now?
Sorry, I keep thinking about this Hanukkah fan fiction that I wrote. So like this takes place over the course of eight nights.
All right,
but she did get laid on night four of my little story, which is kind of hot.
It's hot until she gets like really sad and tells him that it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like, part's not ideal.
Especially because you had her
well,
breaking
let's workshop
up. You had her breaking up in the beginning of this story.
Yeah,
and then night five.
Yeah.
Night five is
an
like
an apology.
Her penance for she didn't even do anything wrong.
I know, but like she can't even get the fucking story straight at this point. She's been lying to herself.
And she has a really bad yeast infection.
She has to eat, pray, love her way through Europe and just like find herself. Because I'm sorry, this lady is way confused, way in over her head. And night eight.
The last night of Hanukkah?
Yes. It's fine. Whatever. You light some candles, you eat some latkes. No big deal. What do you think?
Do I think she should do it or not?
Yeah.
I think she should break up with her boyfriend and then sleep with this dude and tell him that they're not together anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that's
I agree with
Batum. Yeah.
What's more inviting than being like, ah, I'm out of my relationship?
Got it. So you did. Okay. So if you were to salvage parts of my idea, it would be the.
It was
none of your idea. I'm taking.
I'm just saying, like, let's not completely gut renovate here. There's
absolutely
really
sure. zero
theme.
Usability from any part of your idea.
You're gonna want.
It started with her fucking a rolling pin and ended with her fucking a bowling pin.
Okay. All right. I see what's happening here. I wronged you earlier today, so you're finding like little holes in my story that don't add up or something.
That you did slash my tires this morning when I got
but
to
this
work.
Is unrelated to that.
No, it is.
It is.
It's that. Because otherwise I think this is a gold idea.
I knew it! All right, let's take a break. Thanks some sponsors. We'll come back with more questions. We really got to get some more questions. I feel like one of you talked way too much that time.
I think it was Irene.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Megan Batoon, do you have any?
Unsolicited advice.
That one was written by Matt Windsor.
Oh, that's a new stinger?
Yeah, we changed it up a little.
It's a tiny sting.
Oh, yeah, tiny little sting.
I'm offended.
Thanks, Matt. Do you have any unsolicited advice?
I do.
Okay, what you got?
Here's an advice piece. Piece of advice.
Here's a little morsel. Not the whole thing. Just a little slice of advice.
An advice slice for nice. Hygiene.
Yeah.
Particularly for women.
Ugh, pass. No, all right, let's hear it.
Well, I guess it could be for guys, too, depending on how long your hair is.
If this is about a rolling pin, I was joking. You get that.
It is about not showering your hair, like not washing your hair in the shower.
Yeah.
You can use dry shampoo or baby powder in your hair to make it not greasy and you don't have to take a shower.
Many questions. One, what is baby powder?
What do you mean?
What is it? I know what it is, but how do you make baby powder?
Oh, I don't know how
it's
made.
You buy it.
Okay, so you buy baby powder. Two, this is to avoid showering?
Yes.
You avoid showering total? Like, no, it's just avoiding washing your hair, right?
Either or, Jake.
It's clearly the first one.
But, dude, no. And then, don't ask any questions. Well, how often are you showering?
Every day now.
Now, starting now, because you're giving me some sort of weird stink eye.
Literally stink eye.
So, okay. Are you, when you, some people wash their hair with water and they say, that's not necessarily washing my hair.
Yeah,
are you one of those people?
You're like rinsing it. No, that's not washing your hair.
Okay, you get your hair wet.
That's what it's doing, yeah. But you gotta wash it.
You ever wear a hairnet? Is that
I'm serious.
Called? A shower
in
cap?
Well, a hairnet and a shower cap are two very different
shower
things. I think I have before.
Got it.
But I don't.
So there are days where you don't shower and you're like, oh, I kind of smell. I'm going to put some baby powder in my hair.
We'll
call it a day.
You shower your body, but you're not supposed to wash your hair except for like two times or once a week.
Okay.
Because you're ripping the essential oils off of it.
So in between, the oils stay, but the powder is being added?
Yeah, and it absorbs all the moisture, so you don't have greasy hair anymore. So if you like need to go out and you don't look very, or after the gym, that's my big tip. After the gym, if you have to like go straight to work or a shoot or something, I would do dry shampoo, but you can do baby powder.
I love the way baby
it.
Powder smells.
Do you?
I really do. I want to like wash my hair with just straight up Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo.
Did you know that on Johnson & Johnson it says like no tears?
Yeah.
It means no tears. It's not no tears.
Because what? They will cry. Oh, they'll cry.
What?
Their
what
skin
oh,
will
tears
be
like
intact.
No tearing your hair.
Exactly.
That's so interesting.
I know.
But like, what else? It doesn't sting when it gets in your eyes, though.
Does it not?
I don't know. I was a baby whenever it was used on me, so I didn't really get to report back.
And oh, how mother tore my hair. So I figured it meant no tears. I guess you can get away with a lot of homonym little loopholes like that.
Yeah.
Like, for example, just pulling something out of my ass. But I don't know. Let's say, for example, you
thought you were going to be able to think of one as you started
imagine,
the sentence.
Does a clock, and on the clock, on the box, it said, this thing tells time, which is fine. It's good. It's nice.
Yeah.
But in actuality, it's a broken clock. What about this thing, this little disclaimer? It says it tells time. It's like, yeah, it does. It tells Time magazine that I don't read it anymore. So a broken clock with a little button that goes, I don't read you anymore, Time magazine.
That was the rare, like, I was with you till I heard the example. Oh. And now I think there's nothing, I think that was so far wrong that I don't think homonyms even work at all anymore.
Exist,
there's,
right.
Yeah, there's no.
Yeah.
But let's see if I can come up with one.
Oh, okay.
Throwing himself in the fire. I would never volunteer.
I know. It's really true because it's hard to think of anyone.
It's like, hey, let's all jump off
right
this
now.
Tall building and we'll do it one by one. And then I jumped off and died. And Jake's like, all right, my turn.
Yes.
It's so hard.
the hard part is finding a homonym that works, really.
Yeah.
Because the homonym is spelled the same exact way, right?
Yeah, it's just pronounced differently.
Right.
So we can all agree.
Tear and tear. And that's my example. I've already gone, and I knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, it's... never mind.
No, let's hear
it. Say it.
It couldn't be worse than your fucking Time Magazine one. What was that? The clock?
Do you remember that clock bit?
Yeah, that tells, what was it? That tells Time Magazine or some shit?
That was, everyone go rewind. It was clearly a mirror. Mine had to do with read in red.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to do that and I didn't get anything.
Yeah, it's hard. You really
because they both mean read. Yeah. One is just the past tense or something.
It's a good read or it's a good read. But like, yeah, it doesn't really mean anything. It's really hard. This is very hard.
That is very hard.
This is an AP comedy class and we all got a one. Except, of course, for Megan.
Irene has one.
No, but that's spelled different.
What is? I thought it
was the same. Right?
Right?
Nope.
Like right, right, and what left, and right, and right, and wrong? They're both right.
What was it?
But it's spelled differently. No, it has to be spelled the same?
Right and wrong and right and left are both right. R-I-G-H-T. It's just not writing.
Right.
Oh, there
oh
we
my
go.
God. It happened.
It's a map that says always right. And like you either, like the map is always accurate or the direction that it tells you to go is always right.
Huh.
Maps don't tell you to go a direction. That's the dumbest fucking
really?
Thing.
Google Maps doesn't tell you which direction to go?
That was so stupid. Like which, that and the
Time
Magazine
That's literally
what
Google
thing,
Maps does.
I'm giving you a timeout. Those were back to back two of the worst jokes you've ever made.
Also, the right thing was, that was Irene.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought it was really good for the record. So
I'm sorry.
I think you're really feeling insecure about the Time Magazine. Because you brought it up twice. Yep. And now you turned into an owl. You're retreating. You're retreating.
Into a treat.
Retreat.
Retreating means when you go back into a treat.
And now you've redeemed yourself.
All right. Here's one about my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend? I'm just kidding, man.
It's fine.
I was only joking.
You were only joking when you brought up that time clock thing, too.
That was not.
That was a real low point, dude.
This is insane.
All right. What's this lady's name? Tamara what?
Wilson.
Nice.
Ooh.
Tamara Wilson writes, my boyfriend's roommate is leaving in a couple months and he's going to need a new one. I jokingly mentioned that it better not be a female roommate, in which he responded, I just need a roommate right now, male or female. I'll take what I can get. Now, I really dislike the thought of him having a female roommate. It's not that I don't trust him. It's that I couldn't trust the situation they'd be in. Hanging out together all the time, watching movies, drinking together. He mentioned that he wished I could be his roommate. I would love to live with him, but we've only been going out for a few months, so I'm going back to school in the fall. I've never lived on my own and would probably be struggling enough just to make enough money to make rent each month since I have nothing saved up, so that's out of the question for now. Anyway, I brought it up a few weeks later, and he said the same thing. I'll take what I can get. But then he said that he was thinking of asking an 18-year-old female coworker. I met this girl, and I know they're just friends, but I still think this is highly inappropriate. Just so you know, he's in his late 20s, and I'm in my early 20s. So my question is, what should I do if he gets a female roommate? Should I keep these feelings to myself and just see what happens? Should I put my foot down and leave him if this happens? I don't believe ultimatums are fair, but I've been hurt in the past, and I don't want it to happen again. Thoughts? Love, Tamara Wilson. A real fucking roller coaster.
That's really intense. And as soon as you said Tamara Wilson back to me, I think Mara Wilson played Matilda. Is that her name?
Yes.
Mara. Yeah, Tamara Wilson. So I just put a Tom in front of it.
Yeah, which is what you did to the first one. Wasn't that like Tom Riddle?
That's right.
That's right as in right and left?
Yes. This is wild.
Yeah, I kept being on her side, then against her side, then on her side.
It's a roller coaster.
Just a lot of prepositions with her side.
Yeah, a man in his older late 20s living with an 18-year-old female is a little weird.
Yeah, you can put your foot down there. I think that's, but that's it.
But what can you say? You say you cannot live with an 18-year-old female?
Yes. But why couldn't he?
Yeah, it's legal. Oh, they're both adults.
That's what you, when you say, when you give an ultimatum, there's always, you can't, like, you can't live with an 18-year-old female coworker of yours and have me be your girlfriend. Still.
Right.
That's the consequence. Like, he is allowed to do whatever he wants.
Right. But do you, why, where do you draw the line?
18-year-old female coworker.
So 19 is fine?
No, I think she's got to be able to drink if he's in his late 20s.
That is a little weird, yeah.
But then, like, you're setting up an age thing for, like,
yes, but he'll
hooking
have
up reasons.
She's
true.
Talking about drinking. He's going to have, like, underage. He's going to be a 28-year-old dude with a 19-year-old or an 18-year-old, like, drinking with him in the apartment. Yes, that's illegal, straight up.
Is it?
Yes, you can't drink till you're 21, jackass.
But it's illegal. It's illegal for her, not for him.
If he buys her alcohol, it's illegal for him.
Yeah, I guess.
If it's his alcohol, it's illegal for him. If it's happening in his place, it's also illegal for him.
I don't know. Is this a legality thing, though? I don't trust you to be not legal?
Or is this just
a jealousy-based problem?
It's a jealousy-based problem, but I think if you color it with straight-up illegality, I think it makes a much more stronger argument.
Or is it just like, you're just assigning this arbitrary thing. It's like, it's illegal for you to drink with her, so I can't have that. When it's actuality, she's younger than me and I'm mad about it.
I don't think that's the actuality of it, though.
It sounds like she's jealous. She says she's not jealous, but it sounds like she is. She also said she's been hurt in the past and she doesn't want it to happen again.
We've all been hurt.
Oh, honey.
Jealousy is the kind of thing where, like, you can have founded jealousy and unfounded jealousy. Jealousy is not like blanket bad. You can like actually make somebody jealous. Like if the guy from the first question, he's just like jealous of his girlfriend going on this trip in a hotel, being next to a pilot or another
flight attendant.
And like maybe that's not his place, but like then if she starts fucking that guy, then yeah, he's jealous and that's bad jealousy. That's founded jealousy.
And what's unfounded jealousy?
When you're thinking of things like too far ahead that basically are like movies playing in your brain that haven't happened yet. So like her saying, if my boyfriend got a female roommate, I would be jealous because they'd be drinking and hanging out and that's too fucked up. Like that's crazy jealousy because none of that stuff has happened. He just said a roommate of any sex, crazy jealousy. But if he comes back and he says, this 18-year-old girl I work with is going to be my new roommate, that's like founded jealousy.
And oh, you think that's deserved jealousy?
Yes.
I think either way she's going to be uncomfortable.
Regardless of
unfounded
the drinking
or founded,
age.
I founded. I think that she's definitely not going to be sitting pretty. But here's what I would do if I were her. If I were her, I would. He's going to also do whatever he wants if they stay together. If she gives him the ultimatum and he does pick her over the roommate, well, I guess then he would have a boy roommate. But if for some reason the ultimatum falls through and they're still together, because she also may be like putting up a front, he'd be like, break up with me or don't. And then they're still together. She can get close with this other girl and then they become like best friends so that he wouldn't dare mess with her because of out of respect to the girlfriend.
Yeah, you're putting a lot of respect on the guy. It's like, I wouldn't dare cheat on you if it's with a friend of yours. But if you're going to have friends, open season. Here's a follow-up question for you, Mr. It's Illegal to Drink. What if this is in Europe and 18 is the legal drinking age? Do you think that 18 is now okay?
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that does change things. I mean, it is the law. So location would change things.
It definitely hurts that argument a little bit. But I think a 10-year age gap is still not illegal, but it's questionable enough to make a stand against it.
Right. But that's what I was saying, that it's not the legal drinking age of it. It's just the age difference.
But I think that having a legality case with it just strengthens your argument for like, why on earth would you live with an 18-year-old, you know?
It's tough because you don't want to give ultimatums, but at the same time, you don't want to be like, I don't care if you live with an 18-year-old female.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that like you're allowed to give ultimatums as long as they're like somewhat reasonable. You would give your girlfriend an ultimatum if she was like, I'm going to blow the dog. You would be like, if you do that, I'll break up with you. She's like, no, I'm going to blow the dog.
Yeah, like, but living with someone and blowing a dog are...
I'm not saying
two very different.
I use the example to say that sometimes ultimatums are normal. You hear that like they're not just like always bad in a relationship. You're allowed to set boundaries. So one of your boundaries can be like, if you live with an 18-year-old coworker, then I'm so uncomfortable that I'll leave you.
Yikes.
Is it the coworker part? What if it's an 18-year-old Craigslist stranger?
She has to set her own boundaries, man. I don't fucking know. This is you're futzing with the margins here.
Futzing with the margins? You said he was going to blow a dog. I'm at least nudging it. You're way off the page. Anyway, he could do it if he blows a dog, I guess. Is that your point? Tit for tat?
Yes. Obviously.
I think you can tell him that it makes you uncomfortable, and then he'll make his own decisions. But it's also a sticky situation because he's like, I can't afford to live with myself and this lady. And then it's like, okay, what if the lady is a lesbian? She doesn't even want to hook up with me. Does that make it okay?
Yeah, I don't think that you don't get like roommate approval, right? That's not cool. But I think you can set a boundary. I don't think that every single roommate needs to meet your criteria.
Well, how about this? What would you do in this situation? We're not telling her what to do, but what would you do, Megan?
I'd blow the dog.
I know you'd blow a dog.
I would blow the dog.
Stop asking. I would do the same.
I've already blown the dog. Batoon's blown the dog.
We're all blowing a dog. We talked about fucking a dog on your podcast.
That's all I talk about on my podcast.
It's the same dog, strictly... right? What would you do?
I guess I would talk to him honestly and tell him that it makes me uncomfortable and that I have insecurities for whatever reason, my past and whatever's going on with us.
Is this you? This is you. So this is so personal now.
And then I would say, I mean, if our love was strong enough, nothing would break it anyway. So it's obviously something that I'm putting on myself, unless this relationship is already on the rocks. So I think it's an underlying problem. It's not just this one thing. It's
an 18-year-old coworker can break any bond. Any bond.
That's the log line to a porn you're writing.
That is a universal truth that everyone needs to understand.
There are no lovers that survive an 18-year-old coworker. I'm sorry. Romeo and Juliet would have ended after four pages.
Any sex.
Romeo's 18-year-old coworker is like, can I live here?
Or Juliet's 18-year-old coworker.
That's fine, too.
There's hot boy 18-year-olds, too.
We're all blowing a dog at the end of the day.
What would you do?
I wouldn't touch this question. It's so offensive that you guys are even trying to answer it.
You chose it. You presented it.
No, I would say that it makes me uncomfortable.
And that's it. And you
but
walk
I'm not
away.
Saying ultimatum. I'm not saying do it or bye.
So then you say it makes you uncomfortable, and then the dude does it, or the girl does it. That's right. What do you do then?
Then you got to decide, what am I happier with him, and this roommate, or am I happier without him?
So it can retroactively have been an ultimatum, but you don't say it up front.
That's right. The ultimate madam of all.
Wow.
Let's try to answer one last question, because that one was a fucking brain buster.
Well, yeah, give me a layup.
Watch this. Fucking watch this one. Tamara frickin' Smith writes, hey boys, I've been dating my boyfriend for 2.5 years, and I definitely love the guy, but God, men sometimes. He recently sent me a link to an online site called 50 Things Every Woman Should Realize About Men. Among these 50s are tips that really stuck with me. For example, he will choose his friends over you, and he wants to bang your friends, and Jesus. You should never flirt with his friends, and you've got to watch your weight, and the ever-perfect, if you make him watch a chick flick, at least give him a blowjob after. And if it was a Sex in the City movie, you owe him either anal or a threesome, your choice. When I tried to explain to him how insane it was for him to even consider sending me these due to its complete stupidity, he got angry with me for overreacting. So here's where I need advice. How do I tell him I have a problem with this without seeming like I'm overreacting? Thank you. Love, Tamara Smith.
But dude, will you please weigh in and let this girl know that these lists are hilarious and true?
I mean, the Sex in the City movie deserves anal. You were telling us that over lunch.
I was, but outrageous. That nothing deserves anal. I'm sorry.
Maybe two Sex in the City movies at worst, but I wouldn't send a site about it.
I swear to God, if I watch 10 Things I Hate About You, I'm going to have anal. Either done to me or done to someone else.
If I watch
someone's
a movie,
getting pegged if I watch that.
I can't believe that this is a thing.
Even if he sent it as a joke, is it as bad as it would be if he's like, these are actual rules?
Yes.
So, grounds for dismissal, you would say.
I hate it. No, I hate that it exists. I hate that he sent it to her. I hate that she opened it and felt bad about herself. Because no. This is what I would do. I'm going to cut straight to the chase. I can't fuck around with this guy.
Move Let's in go. With an 18-year-old.
That's number one.
Uh-huh.
I think she should make her own list of 50, what is it, the thing?
Oh, yeah, 50 things every woman
should
know
realize about men. I think she should say 50 things no men should ever send to a woman.
Oh, that's good.
And send tragic articles and have this one be like 20 of them.
Oh, that's good. And all of them are about anal and Sex in the City for some reason. Yeah, that one's just a funny one because she's like, men sometimes, right? And then it's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that is like, that's the worst of guys. That's like, they're not all like that.
Okay.
They're not all like that.
Can we revisit like two of the ones that you said? Because I was like, oh, maybe there is some sort of grounds to stand on here.
You should never flirt with his friends.
You should never flirt with his friends. I mean, yeah, but what if you're just flirty in general?
Oh, so you can flirt with his
friends.
I
like when girls' friends of mine flirt with my friends.
Really?
I think it's nice.
Keeps you on your toes.
It doesn't keep me on my toes. I just think that that's like friendly.
Yeah. What's the other one?
You've got to watch your weight.
Okay. No.
Watch it go up, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm packing on the pounds.
I mean, do it for yourself. Don't ever do it for somebody else.
Okay. That's and insane. Obviously this one, which makes kind of a lot of sense if you break it down. If it was a Sex in the City movie, you owe him anal or a threesome, your choice.
Your choice.
Well, that's cool because it does give the girl a choice. And that's,
a lot
I think
of times
that's actually
it's like
pretty,
the guy chooses.
That's pretty
but like,
forward
2018,
thinking. That's
I think the women should choose anal or a threesome.
Yeah.
And none of that guy threesome.
Do you remember when we watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and then we had a threesome with Jeffrey?
Yeah, we had a lemon party. And I thought it was fine because he was an 18-year-old freshman at the time. So she's not overreacting and, you say no, sorry, don't do that. It's over. Bye.
He just sent it to her out of the blue. Is
it
that
was Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah. That
he
makes
transcribed
sense.
It onto a card.
Oh,
yeah, so
well, if he showed any effort, I guess that's more than most men do.
I think she should break up with him. And then every time she sees like on Instagram or Facebook that he got a new girlfriend, she should send that girl the article and be like, hey. Dennis sent me this.
I found the website. I found the thing. It's from WallStreetInsanity.com.
Rightly so. It sounds like it's from there.
It's funny because some of them are nice. It's like, don't make fun of his mother. And then also,
well, yeah.
You know.
Give me a bad one.
That's funny. This one is ultimatums do not work. That one's actually
no.
thematically relevant. Bad one is... he hates that short haircut.
Oh God.
Wow.
I love short haircuts.
Do you like pixie cuts?
Yeah.
More than long hair?
I just love big changes. So if anybody's ever like, should I do this? I'm like, fucking go for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's nice. It says if he cheats
also
on you
like
once
more than long hair, I think.
If he cheats on you once, he'll do it again. So it's like some of these are nice and then some of these are like don't gain weight.
Yeah. That is a hard one too. Like what's that saying that people are like, if he cheats on you to be with you, he's gonna do it to you again. Like it's almost like a
negative
chain
feedback loop. Yeah,
reaction.
Cycle.
Do you agree? Like to get into a relationship, I mean, like by cheating.
If a relationship is like founded on cheating, I guess. No, I mean not always.
Yeah,
not always. I think it's dubious though. It's an inauspicious start, to be sure.
Unless you were, what if you were the person that was, like you were the third. The second lady, like he was in a relationship and he cheated on his girlfriend with you. You can't be that excited about it because you know right off the bat he's a cheater because he did it with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If like that's how a relationship starts.
Yeah.
You should compliment him more. Number 45.
That goes for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like compliments. That nice. But like this guy reading on this list does not deserve a compliment.
Never. Anyone that actually sends this needs to go away forever.
Yeah. To write it is one thing. To send it is divine. I'm going to send you this link. You're going to love it.
I feel like I read a lot.
Jake wrote it.
Oh my God, by Jake Hurwitz.
Oh, they published my byline? Christ. I ghost wrote the Tucker Max books.
I swear to fucking God it was me. Megan Batune, what's your podcast?
It's so called Just a Tip. It's an advice podcast as well.
On the HeadGum Network.
That's right.
Well, so if you want more Megan and more advice in your life, we highly recommend it.
And less us.
We're going to try to release this episode after the one of ours coming out. So you can listen to Megan's Just a Tip with us as guests right now on HeadGum.com.
Woo!
Anything else you want to promote before we get the F.O.?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Clean.
I like that. I don't want anything more than I'm given.
Good. I like that. The opening theme song was the Post Malone one by Sam Baber. This closing one is by a person named Rue. I couldn't pronounce the full name, but they said, just call me Rue. And it's somebody from Ireland. So hopefully they're coming to the Dublin show.
Nice.
And you should too. And you should, Rue. The email address for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Just to do with that advice, just to die hard, shake and fear, they know what they know how to do.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter Laitman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.